Less than a decade ago, the Dayton region had three major blows. NCR left town, and GM and DHL shuttered their operations. But according to the Dayton Development Coalition's David Burrows, the area wasn't about to feel sorry for itself. Calls to a California redevelopment group paid off, with glass manufacturer Fuyao taking over the GM plant. Miamisburg was set on cleaning up and redeveloping the Mount plant. It's now being marketed as an advanced technology center. And Procter & Gamble announced it will open a distribution center in the city of Union and hire 800 people. Why this success and others? Burroughs says Dayton leaders treat potential companies right.
We feel by bringing everybody to the table early and listening to what their needs are, and then being able to respond with what they need, we feel that's one of the big things why we win companies.
In addition, Burroughs says studies find that Dayton shows up consistently as a top site for logistics and distribution. It's also within a day's travel of 60% of the United States workforce. Even though Dayton missed out on a national unmanned vehicle system site, the area continues to develop the technology, and Burroughs sees a bright future in that industry and others.
We know that. It can always be brighter. We are not going to be complacent. We've had some big wins. We have some more big wins coming yet this year, but we need to keep that momentum.
Burroughs says the coalition is projecting to grow through 2019 and beyond. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.